This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Los Alamos County moving forward with solar power in an amount LANL says it needs by 2027. This week, at the same time as the National Nuclear Security Administrative was requesting public comments about its need for 173 megawatts of electricity, the County of Los Alamos Board of Public Utilities was considering a proposal for 170 megawatts from the proposed Foxtail Flats Solar and Battery Energy Storage System in San Juan County, New Mexico. The NNSA comment period ended on Tuesday, February 20th, and the next day the Public Utilities Board voted 4-1 to approve the Foxtail Flats project. Since 1985, Los Alamos County and Los Alamos National Laboratory have pooled their power resources through an Electric Energy and Coordination Agreement, also known as the Los Alamos Power Pool, or LAP. Generally, LANL consumes about 80% of the total energy produced or purchased by the LAP. NNSA claimed that the 173 megawatts were needed to run the supercomputer at LANL. The county did not define the need. During the NNSA process, many speculated that the energy was needed to fabricate 30 plutonium triggers or pits for nuclear weapons. In some statements, NNSA said it needed the power on or before 2027, in others by 2030, which is an important deadline for fabricating pits. If approved by the County Council, the Foxtail Flats project would come online in 2026. It appears now that the county and NNSA worked to double the amount of energy in order to run the supercomputer in support of the stockpile stewardship program that includes plutonium pit fabrication. CCNS has made some observations that support this unacknowledged outcome. When NNSA proposed building a new 14-mile-long, 115-kilovolt electrical line across the sacred, historical, and culturally important Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande to LANL, they requested public comments about the project, called the Electrical Power Capacity Upgrade Project Environmental Assessment. The environmental assessment cited out-of-date reference documents such as a 2017 Integrated Resource Report for the Cayman Islands. The correct reference would have been the 2022 LANL and Los Alamos County Integrated Resource Plan that comprehensively addressed the LAP's near-term and long-term resource strategies for a projected 20-year planning horizon from 2022 to 2041, and LANL's use of 80% of the energy captured by the Los Alamos Power Pool. The Los Alamos County Council may consider the Foxtail Flats agreement at its next meeting on Tuesday, February 27th at 6 p.m. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.